Thanks so much for joining us. Our program is Spotlight here on the Maple Knoll Public Radio Network. And one organization that I'm guessing 99.9% of our listeners have heard of is Pro Seniors here in the greater Cincinnati area. And they work in multiple counties around this region. And they also work with the Ohio Senior Medicare Patrol, which covers the entire state of Ohio when it comes to Medicare fraud and inspection. But we're going to be talking about a very special event. The event that we're going to talk about in the most part is the Seniors Who Rock event coming up on Wednesday, August 20th. Now, this is going to be at a new location and a different time, the 20th Century Theater, that beautiful theater on Madison Road, and it runs 5 to 7 p.m., so the afternoon and evening, you mingle from maybe 5 to 6, 6 to 7, the program. There's going to be valet parking, and we have two guests joining us, Jiminy Orlett, the executive director for Pro Seniors, and Esther Norton, a board member. Thank you both, first of all, for being in with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
I do want to touch on a couple of things before we get to Seniors Who Rock, but I do want people to mark on their calendars Wednesday, August 20th, and we'll tell you a lot more about that. But I'd like to always start out for those people who may be new to hearing about Pro Seniors. What is the mission of Pro Seniors? And I'm sitting here with two attorneys, which is really good. So Esther and Dimity, what brought you to Pro Seniors and what is Pro Seniors' mission?
Well, I'm excited to say that I've been with Pro Seniors for 6 years now as the executive director. I was able to succeed the executive director who was retiring and had always hoped to be part of an organization that was serving the community in a way that could positively impact their lives. And this year is actually Pro Seniors' 50th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's very exciting that the organization's been making a difference in the lives of older adults in this community and really throughout, as you mentioned, the state of Ohio as well for 50 years now. And our mission is to help older Ohioans resolve both legal and long-term care issues and also fight Medicare fraud.
Exactly. And we'll talk more about those different facets, if you will, of Pro Seniors. But Esther Norton is a board member also and an attorney with Pro Seniors. And Esther, what brought you and your passion for law to Pro Seniors?
I have been in private practice for 25 years, and I do a lot of work in the estate planning and estate and trust administration space, which allows me to see the value in having an estate plan and putting together the documents that people need as they navigate their future choices for health care and options that they may have. And in that, the realization that there are plenty of folks out there that don't have direct access to those legal services, may not have the ability to afford legal services, looking to Pro Seniors as an organization that brings that service to folks who can't otherwise afford it. There's tremendous value there, and I wanted to be a part of that.
We talk about sometimes, especially dealing with senior issues or older adult issues, you feel like you have to reinvent the wheel, but the wheel's already been invented, and sometimes it's just talking to the right person and getting some guidance to get started on something. I'm sure that there are people who are befuddled maybe when it comes to the world of law and what are my rights, or I have a loved one in a retirement community or a nursing home who's having issues in that particular place. They don't know often where to start, and that's where Pro Seniors is a good place to start.
Yeah, you're so right about that. There's just a couple things related to that I'd love to mention quickly, and that is that we do have a statewide senior telephone legal helpline that anyone who's at least 60 years of age and older and lives in Ohio is eligible to call and make an appointment. And one of our attorneys will call and talk to them about any civil legal issue. But it's a wonderful way, as Esther was saying, if you don't otherwise have access to an attorney, or just you want a place to start for maybe referral or getting a sense of what the issue are, what your rights and options. And so last year alone, we did over 13,000 appointments on that helpline.
That's amazing.
So that's a great option for people to know about. And then with respect to having a help understanding your rights and options, or if there you are having an issue in a long-term care setting, we do host the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program for Southwest Ohio. And ombudsmen are advocates that at no cost will be of assistance to residents and either empower them to speak up for their rights or can advocate on their behalf. And a lot of people just, I didn't know before I was at ProSeniors, didn't even know that that role existed.
Right. So this is a message I'll send out at the beginning here to the seniors in our audience and their caregivers, even maybe more importantly. ProSeniors is a great starting point for just about anything legal. The Ombudsman Program is important. I'm going to give the website and I'm going to give the general phone number now. And then later in the show, we're going to give the phone number to register for Seniors Who Rock. We'll remind you throughout the show. ProSeniors.org. It's that simple. ProSeniors.org. Think of being for seniors. ProSeniors.org. And the general number, if you're calling about a legal issue or an ombudsman program issue, is 513-345-4160. Later in the program, here on Spotlight, where we have Dimity Orlett and Esther Norton from ProSeniors, we'll be talking more about the different facets of ProSeniors. We just kind of gave you a little appetizer, if you will. But I want to get to Seniors Who Rock. This is an annual event. The Seniors Who Rock is an important event for the community because it serves as not only an acknowledgement, but an inspiration, I think, to people, whether you're retired, whether you're working, to hear some of these people who are seniors in the community. And we'll talk about the criteria on this and also our honorees in 2025. But the event, again, is on Wednesday, August 20th at the 20th Century Theater on Madison Road, 5 to 7 p.m. in the afternoon, evening, and there's valet parking.
And better yet, it's free valet parking for the attendees.
Fantastic. Free valet parking. So let's talk about this event and why it's important, number one, to the community, but also why it's important to ProSeniors.
One of the things that we unfortunately encounter when we're helping many clients is that they have been negatively impacted just about stereotypes about aging, maybe mm-hmm. just in how they think about things, but also how others have treated them. So part of our mission is also to re-envision aging and reframe that for ourselves, but to confront ageism. So one of the big goals of this event is to lift up positive images of aging. Esther's going to talk a little bit about our honorees, just three amazing people. It's always inspiring to hear them talk about what has kept them interested and passionate in the things they choose to share their talents and time on.
And the criteria, generally age-wise, is it 70 or older?
Yes, 70 or older.
I tell you, I'm not at 70 or older, and they put me to shame. They are so full of energy and just wanting to help. They touch people in so many ways, and that's a very important thing. And we also have Esther Norton here, who is a board member for ProSeniors. This is important for ProSeniors as well, because this is one of the largest, if not the largest, fundraiser for ProSeniors as well. Even a nonprofit can't operate without some form of revenue. There has to be something there to keep the facility running. So this is really a critical event for ProSeniors.
That's correct.
Absolutely. It helps us also spread awareness of our services. There mm-hmm. are still many people who could benefit from our services who aren't aware, but also develop further support because there are still so many unmet needs, whether it's advocacy for long-term care, legal services, or fraud prevention. And we want to be able to continue to meet those evolving needs.
And we're going to learn about our three honorees this year, but I also want to entice you a bit. There are going to be light bites, some wine, beer, drinks included with your registration when you come out for this event. It's going to be at the 20th Century Theater, Wednesday, August 20th. Just think 20. August the 20th, 20th Century Theater, 5 to 7 p.m., and come on out, meet and network and mingle and meet some of these honorees between 5 and 6, and then 6 to 7, the formal program, which is enlightening and I think inspiring to so many people. Esther, can you tell us about some of the honorees that we're going to recognize on August the 20th?
I'd be honored to. This year we have three honorees, Karen Bankston, Deanna Spatz, and William Thornton Jr. Karen Bankston, I think, is a name that is familiar for anyone who works in the nonprofit space here in Cincinnati. She began her career trained as a nurse and over time expanded into leadership and education. For many years, she served as the Senior Vice President, CEO at Drake Hospital, also was a Senior Vice President for the Health Alliance. She was the executive director for a time for the Child Poverty Collaborative and spends her time in retirement continuing to advocate for older members of our community, serving as the chair of the Board of Trustees for the Council on Aging.
That is so neat because we find so many of these people who professionally were already associated in one way, shape, or form, maybe with either health or aging. But then we do have some occasional people who have come to be a senior who rocks who maybe didn't come from that area. We've had people like that who were really big in the community, but not necessarily in an aging sense, but they are so active as well. So we just heard about Karen Bankston, honoree number one, and Deanna Spatz is our second.
Yes, she's our second honoree, and she actually earned her social degree later in life, where she used that degree serving at Catholic Charities of Southwest Ohio, predominantly assisting with their caregiver support groups and then training also for caregivers. She also was very active in and a huge supporter of the environment and causes that improve the environment, so much so that she started groups in her own church community to both educate and promote recycling. She currently speaks up and takes actions that make our community better now and for the future, doing a lot of social advocacy for social justice.
And also, I understand, just as we hope to keep the Seniors Who Rock event growing and we keep Pro Seniors growing, we have a third honoree who is known for growing. Is that correct?
Indeed, we do. Yes, Bill Thornton started his business career with a truck and a dream, started a landscaping company that grew and grew and made him very successful in his community. In keeping with that theme, he also was a longtime member and supporter of the Little Miami Band Boosters, where he served for 10 years and personally built the press box and band room at Little Miami High School.
And we don't want to hedge on William.
Bill also founded the Leadership Warren County Program to help develop leaders in that area and continues to serve on the Council on Aging's Advisory Council Board. Fun fact about Bill, even in his senior age, he is still an avid downhill skier.
Isn't that incredible?
Wow. Here's the phone number if you want to register by phone, or you can go to proseniors.org. The phone number for the Seniors Who Rock event. You get to talk to Mary. We love Mary. 513-458-5525. We'll give that throughout the show as well. You know what? For many people, maybe it's been decades since you've been in the 20th Century Theater. And I want to ask Dimity as well, because I know you were very active in finding the correct place for this kind of an event. What can people expect at the 20th Century when they come out on August the 20th?
I think people are probably familiar. It's a fairly iconic location, but they recently have undergone a renovation. So it's looking, I think, better than ever. And it still has that authentic feel, and it's ADA accessible. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a photo booth when people come in. And, you know, we'll be doing the presentation and the celebrating of the honorees from the stage. Another exciting announcement we have about the event, Mayor Pureval has accepted our invitation to be part of the opening remarks of the event. So we really appreciate the fact that he'll be joining us and help celebrate these amazing older adults.
I'm always amazed by the pull that Pro Seniors has to have different people from local government or from other agencies who come in and talk about the importance of this organization. And if you're just joining us, we're going to learn more about Pro Seniors because they're a 24/7, 365 organization helping people. The event we're talking about today is just a one-time event every year. It is the Seniors Who Rock event. This year, William Thornton, Deanna Spatz, and Karen Bankston will be honored. You're going to hear Mayor Pureval, who will be there as well, speaking. This is pretty exciting. Anything else people can expect?
We will have a lot of fun opportunities for people to mix and mingle before the event. But really, the highlight of the show and the stars of the show are the honorees.
They absolutely are. And you're going to be inspired by these people. I think it's actually made a lot of us who experience this, that you hear the spark that these seniors have and what they do within their community and how they've branched out pun intended, I guess, on William too, into different areas that are important to the community. So they may go beyond what their original vocation was, and suddenly they're adding new things and showing that you can have a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth act in your life when you do these kind of things. That has to be inspiring, Esther.
It absolutely is. I think a lot of people fear retirement for leaving behind the work that made them feel that their life was productive and they were contributing. But these seniors show us that this can continue well beyond our working lives to get out there in the community and make meaningful impacts.
And this Seniors Who Rock event is going to be this year in Oakley at the 20th Century Theater on Madison Road, 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, August 20th. Mark your calendars now. Even better, make a phone call or go online and find out how to register now. And there's free valet parking as part of this as well. So you don't have to worry about where am I going to park around the 20th Century Theater, because it is a bustling area through there. But you get free valet parking as part of your registration as well. Light bites, good food and drink, and that's all included in your registration. And you're helping an incredible cause, I have to add. And one of the reasons that I always enjoy doing a show with Dimity or with Kathy or any of the people from either Pro Seniors or the Senior Medicare Patrol, which also works out of the Pro Seniors office, is the fact that I believe so much in what your organization is doing. And I've referred family members to your organization when I didn't know what to tell them. It's great to know that there is a service like this. We're going to talk again toward the end of the program more about Seniors Who Rock coming up on Wednesday, August 20th at the 20th Century Theater. We'll give you all that contact information again. But I want to come back to some of the different areas of Pro Seniors. Is it needs-based?
We're a little bit unique, and I'm talking about our legal services now. As I'd mentioned, our legal helpline, the only criteria for eligibility are that you're at least 60 and live in Ohio. So no, it's not needs-based. And the reason for that is that we recognize, you know, there are so many parts of Ohio that are very rural. There are a limited number of attorneys. So for some people, the barrier to access may not be affordability, but it might just be, you know, you don't have anyone that you're familiar with or within proximity to speak to. And since we're a telephone-based service and we work with and collaborate with aging network services providers around the state, that people will get a referral and then they can call and we can connect. Now, having said that, the vast majority of the people that do call us do have limited incomes or even are living at poverty level, and because they just really don't have other access. And then we also, I should mention, have a small in-house team of attorneys that do extended representation matters. And because there's so much more limited capacity for being able to take those kinds of cases, typically those referrals are made based on folks that are otherwise unable to hire a lawyer. And the other services, the ombudsman services or the Medicare Patrol outreach and education, there's no income limitations. And our goal there is to be available to all those who need it.
Let's talk about those different facets that we just started revisiting here with Pro Seniors. And again, they're at proseniors.org. We'll give out some phone numbers and more information throughout the program here. We've got a few minutes left with Esther Norton, a board member from Pro Seniors, and Dimity Orlett, the executive director of Pro Seniors. When we get into legal assistance, that is so valuable. And we kind of brushed briefly on the ombudsman program as well. And this is something I think where a lot of times caregivers, they don't necessarily want to play the bad cop on things, or they have a question or a concern that a loved one has, and maybe they don't even know how to approach it. They're also, I would believe, sometimes an irrational or a rational fear about, if I raise a fuss, I'm not going to get good service, or I'm going to be punished somehow for this. And that's where an ombudsman can step in and be that independent party to say, look, there's a concern here. How do we work this out? Is that correct?
Absolutely. And yeah. I think you're right. We do hear from residents sometimes, or their families who are in long-term care, that they don't necessarily feel comfortable expressing a concern because they are concerned there might be retaliation in an extreme case, or just even that they're going to be looked upon as a complainer. But the ombudsman, those conversations are always confidential.
Yes.
And the ombudsman, if the resident doesn't wish their name to be shared with the facility or the staff, can oftentimes find ways to address issues just generally and not using that person's name, but they can talk about all those strategies. For example, if there's an issue with, let's say, meals not being delivered on time, mm-hmm. typically they will interview multiple residents to find out. And so if it's more of a systemic issue, they can just address that generally. They don't need to mention a particular resident's name, or it can be medicines not being delivered on time, those types of things that are serious issues and should be addressed. But, you know, the ombudsman can be sensitive to the concerns of the residents.
And that's a wonderful service right there. And that is statewide, right, for the ombudsman?
There are ombudsmen actually statewide and also in every state in the country, and it's by region. So we are in the Southwest Ohio region, but mm-hmm. if someone would call ProSeniors from a different part of the state, we could connect them with the ombudsman program for their region.
And likewise, the legal assistance is generally for this area of the state as well?
Actually, our legal helpline is statewide.
Okay.
So that's a little bit unique about our service delivery.
You said I knew more about ProSeniors than a lot of people, and I'm learning every day. So
yeah.
This is great. So the ProSeniors legal assistance, the legal helpline.
The number for the helpline is 513-345-4160, which is our primary phone number.
Right.
By calling that number, they will then talk to one of our intake specialists. We'll help them get scheduled for an appointment. Typically, and our goal is always to have the attorney call them within 2 or 3 days of when they make their initial call. So it's a quick turnaround mm-hmm. so we can be responsive to their needs. And then they get help with their question.
And also one of the things that we do every year is a scam-proof senior show with the Ohio Senior Medicare Patrol and ProSeniors. I mean, I think of you often as the same organization because you are kindred spirits in serving seniors in our area. But the Ohio Senior Medicare Patrol is a statewide agency that operates out of ProSeniors here in Cincinnati, correct?
ProSeniors is the nonprofit, and they are a program of ProSeniors.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
You're right that they do provide statewide outreach and education to help people recognize, avoid, and then report Medicare frauds. It's a wonderful program.
And again, if you call that general number, 513-345-4160, you can find out about either the legal assistance, you can find out about the long-term care ombudsman program, and also find out more about the Ohio Senior Medicare Patrol. So that's a great one-stop number for that. Now, we have just a few minutes left. We have Esther Norton here with us and Dimity Werlett from ProSeniors. And I want to come back to Seniors Who Rock because this is just an incredible event every year. And this year at a new location at the 20th Century Theater on Madison Road on Wednesday, August 20th. And make a note, because in the past they've been more of a morning event or a breakfast event. This is an evening event, a good chance to mingle at about 5. The program starts at 6 p.m. and free valet parking at the 20th Century Theater on Madison Road in Oakley. And there's going to be food and drink there, part of your registration as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, if people, Dimity and Esther, want to find out more about the honorees, you can even see, I think, some of that information already online at proseniors.org. But what's the number they call to get tickets?
Tickets, they would call 513-458-5525. And they can also get tickets directly through the website at proseniors.org.
What is it that drives both of you to do things with ProSeniors? I'll ask Esther Norton first.
Sure. Well, as an attorney, I am impressed with the wide array of legal services that ProSeniors can assist their clients with. It's not just issues associated with long-term care or nursing home, but they also help people find pensions that get lost. They help with veterans benefits. They will help people with housing issues, food assistance, some consumer debt collection issues. It's just such a wide array of services. And also, it's a great place where folks who are trying to do these things on their own by doing some research on the internet and asking attorney Google for assistance find a lot more misinformation
yes.
than they do good guidance. So a simple phone call to the legal helpline at ProSeniors can just guide people to the right place.
And the world changes so quickly that I think for seniors and older adults, maybe you feel like you don't know the latest. For caregivers, especially if you're in that sandwich generation, time is something that you don't always have. And being able to cut to at least some good information that's reliable is a key thing. Dimity, what keeps you going every day with ProSeniors?
For me, it's just such a blessing to be able to work somewhere where you feel like you're part of something that's a force for good. So from our staff who are also dedicated to the work they do, their skill level, their expertise, but just their empathy for clients. Esther's one of 18 board members, but these are busy professionals, busy retired people who give their talent and time to help an organization that's trying to help people. So I think for me, it aligns with my values because I think we're all here to help each other, mm-hmm. but to be able to do it in a meaningful way. And so it keeps me positive when I see sometimes the negative things that do unfortunately happen in the world.
That is so true. And we're going to give the information one more time here about how you can find out about either Seniors Who Rock or the different services we've been talking about with Pro Seniors. And here's the other thing I will tell you. If you're driving right now, don't have a wreck. Don't try to jot this down. You can always contact WMKV. We love the Pro Seniors organization, and we have that information right here for you so we can give that to you. But if you can write it down, proseniors.org, proseniors.org, or to get tickets for the Seniors Who Rock event on Wednesday, August 20th, 513-458-5525. And if you're looking for either the Ombudsman Long-Term Care Program, the Legal Assistance Hotline, if you're trying to reach somebody with the Ohio Senior Medicare Patrol to report maybe a scam or some kind of an issue with Medicare, you can contact the main number for Pro Seniors, 513-345-4160. Dimity, Esther, I thank you both so much for all that you're doing for the seniors in our community and for the caregivers along with that as well. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
And if you want to find out more, again, it's proseniors.org. That's a good clearing spot for everything, whether you want to get tickets, whether you're looking for help, you can find all the right phone numbers there. Thank you again so much for joining us, and thank you to Pro Seniors for everything they do in Greater Cincinnati. You're listening to Spotlight here on WMKV and WLHS.